Hello and welcome to Curia, your trusted source for clinical insights from the ASCO GI 2025 Symposium. I'm Matt, and today we are unpacking the key findings from this globally renowned event in gastrointestinal oncology. ASCO GI 2025 featured groundbreaking advances from immune checkpoint inhibitors in colorectal cancer to next-generation CAR-T therapies. In this episode, we'll discuss nivolumab plus ipilimumab's impact in MSIH colorectal cancer, encorafenib-based regimens for BRAF mutant CRC, and innovative CAR-T therapies targeting solid tumors. Let's dive into the highlights, starting with the results of the CheckMate 8HW trial. Our first story highlights the CheckMate HW trial, which evaluated nivolumab plus ipilimumab in microsatellite instability high or mismatch repair deficient metastatic colorectal cancer. Presented by Dr. Thierry André, this landmark study demonstrated that nivolumab plus ipilimumab significantly improved progression-free survival, PFS, compared to nivolumab alone across all lines of therapy. With a hazard ratio of 0.62, the combination therapy reduced the risk of progression by nearly 40%. At 3 years, 68% of patients receiving the dual immunotherapy remained progression-free, compared to 51% on nivolumab monotherapy. The objective response rate was also higher, 71% versus 58%. Importantly, the combination maintained a manageable safety profile with no new safety signals identified. These results established nivolumab plus ipilimumab as a new standard of care for MSIH/DMMR/MCRC, offering durable disease control and long-term survival benefits. Next, we turn to the Breakwater trial, which explored encorafenib, cetuximab, and chemotherapy in first-line treatment of BRAF V600E mutant metastatic colorectal cancer. Dr. Scott Kopetz presented data showing that this combination achieved a remarkable 60.9% objective response rate compared to just 40% with standard chemotherapy. The addition of encorafenib not only improved response rates, but also extended progression-free survival to 13.9 months. This regimen offers a promising option for patients with this aggressive cancer subtype, providing better outcomes and a manageable safety profile. Let's shift to CAR-T therapy, where advancements are making inroads into solid tumors, including gastrointestinal cancers. The CT41 trial focused on satracabtagene autoleucel, a CAR-T therapy targeting claudin-18.2 in advanced gastric and gastroesophageal cancers. The study, presented by Dr. Xufeng Liang, showed an overall response rate of 57.1%, with disease control achieved in over 70% of patients. Most importantly, the therapy demonstrated a manageable safety profile, overcoming previous barriers to CAR-T use in solid tumors. This progress represents a significant step forward, expanding the potential applications of CAR-T therapies beyond hematologic malignancies. Another key highlight comes from an update on the Himalaya trial, which evaluated the STRIDE regimen, tremelimumab plus durvalumab, in hepatocellular carcinoma. At nearly 50 months of follow-up, the combination therapy showed a 22% reduction in the risk of death compared to sorafenib. Impressively, 48-month overall survival rates were 25% with STRIDE versus 15% with sorafenib. These results reaffirm the role of immune-based combinations in reshaping the treatment landscape for liver cancer. As ASCO GI 2025 concludes, it's clear this year's symposium showcased transformative advances in gastrointestinal oncology. From immunotherapy combinations in colorectal cancer to innovative CAR-T therapies and updated standards for liver cancer, these breakthroughs are redefining what's possible in cancer care. Thank you for joining us on Curie. Don't forget to share the app for more in-depth analyses and to stay ahead in your practice. I'm Matt signing off. Until next time, stay curious and stay informed.